stop it. Big box. 3,000 and a spin. Let's go. Big box. Stop. Stop it. Big box. 3,000 and a spin. 9,220. Stop it. Away.
Today, these three players are after big bucks, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter DeMarcan.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Rod Roddy, and hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Press Your Luck, and we've had some big bucks going on the last several days. What do you say we meet the players vying for them today, starting with our first player, Johnny Camara, our champion, with $29,750. Now, Johnny, I'm dying to know what you're going to do with a catamaran and a motor and a water bike.
I thought I'd drive it over in my car.
To Hawaii.
Yes.
So you're taking over. That's interesting. Well, I mean, you'd be pedaling the water bike and pulling the car. I'd like to see that.
I'll let my husband take the bike.
That's nice. All right, you're looking for more bucks today, I bet.
Oh, I've got to have them. I really need them, okay? I do. Peter, could I say aloha nui loa to all our family in Honolulu?
Yes.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody in Hawaii. Good to have you with us. All right, Johnny, good luck to you today. Our second player is Lance Jackson. How are you, Lance?
Doing great, Peter. How are you doing?
Good. I'm all right. What do you do, Lance?
I work for a food brokerage company. I sell food.
You sell food?
Yes,
all right. Do you sell whammy food?
No, I don't sell whammy food. I don't want to feed that guy
too
much.
Maybe by not feeding him, you won't get him near you. That'll be good, right?
Definitely.
Good to have you with us, and good luck to you.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right. Our third player is Cynthia Rowe. How are you, Cynthia? Good. What do you do, Cynthia?
I'm a waitress at a major restaurant in West Covina.
And you do not serve whammies?
No, none. I refuse.
No way, shape, or form.
No.
Good. Keep them away from you.
All right.
Good luck to you. Let's play the game. Give me a buzz in three spins, a multiple choice answer, one spin. 300, 500, or 1,000. How much does the average working woman spend on her clothes each year, Johnny?
I'm sorry. I didn't get the numbers. Is it too late?
No,
I was going to say 1,000.
Well, I can't repeat the question because you buzzed in. It would be unfair.
Well, I said 1,000.
Well, I can't even take your answer, unfortunately, because it's a time limit with respect to buzzing in. So I'm going to have to go to Lance and Cynthia and give them a multiple choice. I'd like to give you the answer, Johnny, but I can't. Okay. 300, 500, or 1,000, how much does the average working woman spend on her clothes each year?
I'll say 500, Peter.
Lance says it's 500. Cynthia?
I'll say 500, Peter.
Well, the average working woman spends $500 a year on clothes. Lance gets a spin. Cynthia gets a spin. Once you buzz in, Johnny, then you have to answer the question in allotted time or you're automatically eliminated. That's how it works. Okay? Second question. Picture this. You're in Britain on a lovely afternoon, sitting in your private box at Ascot. What's sporting, Johnny?
Races.
What sporting event have you gone there to see? Is it the races, tennis, or cricket, Lance?
I'll go with the races, Peter.
Races. Where are you going, Cynthia? Yes. Ascot, you're watching the horse racing. Races. Johnny gets 3, Lance to 2, and Cynthia to 2. Next question. According to the idiom, all work and no play makes Lance?
Jack a dull boy.
Makes who a dull boy? Is it Jack, Dick, or Bill, Johnny?
It's Jack.
And who do you think it is,
it's
Cynthia?
Jack.
Yeah, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Johnny goes to 4, Lance to 5, Cynthia to 3. Last one coming up. What was Shakespeare referring to when he wrote, it provokes the desire but takes away from the performance, Lance?
Love?
Is it love, alcohol, or smoking, Johnny?
It's love.
It's love. What do you think,
love.
Cynthia? Yeah, Shakespeare was referring to alcohol, gang. Alcohol. Wow. Johnny stays at 4, Lance 5, Cynthia 3. They're all stunned. So come on back, and we'll stun them again right after this. We'll be back. All right, we're back. for the fun part, and that's when you get all the money. You know what's up there is about 13 grand and some goodies and some whammies. Don't get any of the whammies. You know if you win this round, you get to play last in the last round, which is where you want to be. You know about passing remaining spins. You know about four whammies. You guys know everything. The player with the fewest spins is first. Cynthia, that's you with three spins. Are you ready?
I'm ready for those big bucks.
Big bucks.
Come on, big bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at 400. First place, two spins. Press or pass.
Big bucks, stop!
Stop at 700 more, that's 1,100. Now you have one spin left, Cynthia. Best of luck for a pass? To Lance or Johnny?
To Lance.
Thank you.
Here's Lance, you don't take it yet. Let's go to Johnny with four spins. Champ, you ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
I love this show. Stop!
Now that I'm a star, I need makeup!
You still love it, Johnny?
I love it.
Okay, that's the test. Three spins left. You ready?
Still love it.
Here we go.
Yes. Okay, big box, baby, stop.
Stop. And another one.
This ought to do it.
He doesn't love you.
I think he does, Johnny. He likes to be around you. Hopefully that's enough, though. Now, you want to be careful about picking up a third whammy in round one. So what do you want to do with those two spins?
I'm going to play.
You're going to play. All right. Going for big bucks.
Yes. I'm feeling lucky. All the way. Come on, darling. Big bucks, stop.
Stop at $200. One spin left. $200. Second place.
Go.
Here we go.
Go. Big bucks, 5,000. Stop.
Stop at 750. Well done. Johnny, 950. Second place. Lance, one. You got passed.
We're going.
Deal with the other
five. We're going, Peter. We came to play. You came to play big bucks now. Stop.
Stop at 750.
Yeah.
Third place.
Yeah.
Now you have five.
Yeah.
All right, we're going.
What's more? We came to play. Stop.
Stop at 300 more. 1,050.
Let's go, Peter.
Second place.
Go.
Four spins.
Go. We're going to press our luck and stop.
Stop. Took you down with the ship, Lance, but left you with three spins.
We're going, Peter.
Here we go.
We're going. You came to play. You came to play. Big bucks now. Stop.
Stop at 650. Third place, two spins, Lance.
Third place, you're going to play.
Yeah.
You're
going to
play.
Okay.
Big bucks now. Big bucks one time for Grandma, New Jersey. Stop.
Stop for Grandma, New Jersey. 5.25, 1175. First place by $75. You have one spin left, Lance. What do you think?
Who gets the spin, Peter, if I pass?
Cynthia.
Cynthia gets the spin? I'm going to pass it to Cynthia.
Cynthia, it's yours.
Got
to take it. Here it comes.
Let's
see who gets first place.
Come on, we need those big bucks. Let's go. Stop.
Stop at 300 and a spin. $1,400. Now you have first place, but you have one spin you have to dispense with. You can either take it or pass it. Back to Lance. Let's see what she gave you. What she gives you, Lance. Two and a quarter separates the two of you. One spin. Here we go.
Grandma, you've been good to me all my life. We're going to go one time for you on the big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $650.
Yes.
Johnny, $950, Cynthia, $1,400. Lance, your grandmother, your aunt, she did it for you. 8 and a quarter. You have first place. We're coming right back after these words. Join us. Here to pay.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And I'm going to give you more questions. You'll give me more answers. Here we go with the first one. According to Prevention Magazine, if you are trying to lose weight, there is one meal you definitely should not, Lance?
Dinner.
You should not skip. Which meal is it? Is it dinner, breakfast, or lunch, Johnny?
It's breakfast, Peter.
What do you think it is,
it's
Cynthia?
It's breakfast.
Yeah, if you're a dieter, don't skip breakfast. Johnny gets a spin. Cynthia gets a spin. Jumped in early, Lance, took a shot, came up short, but we have another question. As it turns out, most famous chefs are men, but what fraction of cookbook buyers are women? Cynthia?
One half.
Is it one half, one quarter, or three quarters, Johnny?
Three quarters, Peter.
What do you think,
Lance? Three quarters, Peter.
Of all the cookbooks purchased, three quarters are bought by women. Johnny goes to two, Lance one, Cynthia stays at one. Here we go with another question. In the Bible, Who received the Ten Commandments on Mount... Lance?
Moses.
On Mount Sinai. Was it Moses, Joshua, or Justin, Johnny?
It was Moses.
What do you think,
it
Cynthia?
It was Moses.
I thought it was Charlton Heston. It's Moses. Johnny goes to 3, Lance to 4, and Cynthia to 2. According to the old phrase, a person may be a dollar short, and how late, Lance?
A penny late.
Is it a penny, an hour, or a day,
it's
Johnny?
An hour.
An hour. What do you think, Cynthia?
A dollar.
Well, gang, you guys are all a dollar short and a day late. It's a day. Nobody gets spins. Johnny stays at 3, Lance at 4, Cynthia 2. That's the last one. Big Bear's going to Big Buyers to do and get all the money away from the Big Bad Bunny. So come on back. What do you say, folks? You feel lucky? Well, it's time to press your luck because it's big board time. $100,000 up there on the board. There's a car. Well, already Johnny's got a car. We had to put another car up there. There's a home robot, a British tour, Hong Kong, African safari, double your money in a spin, French Chateau Country, all kinds of goodies. However, there are a few whammies. Be careful about the whammy. All right. Now, Lance, with 18 and a quarter, you've earned the distinction of playing last. Well done. You sit back and relax. We go to Johnny, who has the least amount of dollars, at least in this round. 950, 3 spins, 2 whammies. Johnny, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's make some bucks here.
This one's for Eddie, my husband.
Stop at $5,000. Well, you know how to start, Johnny. 59.50, first place, 3 spins.
I'll take this one for Lillian. Stop.
Stop at a home robot.
All right.
You got it. It's worth $1,250, $7,200, Johnny.
This one's for me.
All
stop.
Right. Well, it didn't go yet. Wait for now you can do it anytime you want, Johnny.
Can I go now?
Anytime
this
you want.
This one's for me. Stop.
Stop at $800.
All right.
$8,000 now, Johnny. You have one spin left. What do you want to do?
It. I'll take it.
You're going to take it?
My luck for
all right.
$4,000.
Here we go.
Oh, my. Stop.
Stop!
Oh. Okay, take it away!
Oh, Johnny, it was such a good roll, too. But the game isn't over. We're going to now go to Cynthia with $1,400
okay,
and 2 spins.
Big bucks! Big bucks! Let's go! Come on, stop!
Stop at a Caribbean cruise, Cynthia. That's worth $3,310. You're at $4,710. First place, 1 spin.
I gotta go, Peter.
Okay.
I gotta press my luck. Let's go. Come on. Big bucks. Big bucks. Let's go. Stop.
Stop in New Orleans. Another trip. That one's worth $1,360. You're up to $6,070. Now we go to Lance, who's been sitting ever so patiently with 18 and a quarter and 4 spins. Lance?
The board. To the board we go. We need big bucks. Big bucks. And stop.
Stop at 700
yes!
and spin.
Yes!
25. You still have your 4 spins. Second
this
place.
For mom. For mom. We need one for mom. Stop.
Stop at yes! Hong Kong.
Yes!
That's a great trip, and it's worth $4,328. You're in first place by almost $800.
Go,
we're going again.
We gotta go. She's too close. I can't stop now. Grandma, one time for me. Stop.
Stop
yes!
at $500. Lance, $7,353. Your family has combined to win you all kinds of goodies. You are now in first place by almost $1,300. Lance!
We gotta go, Peter!
Lance moves ahead.
We gotta go! We're not ahead enough. We're not ahead
enough. I got you.
We gotta go! We gotta go! Grandma, one more time. I know I'm losing you. Stop!
Stop?
Yeah!
Switzerland for Grandma. Wow. 3,798, Lance. Your new total is 11,151. That's almost 5,000. That's over 5,000 more than Cynthia. Now, Grandma says pass, huh, Lance? Well, Grandma says you do. She's been real good to you.
Pass.
Cynthia, $6,070.
Okay, let's go. It's not over with yet.
You will have to. Let's see what the difference is. It's about $5,060, close to it. Nobody's helping me out, my great crew. $5,041.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right, you're going to have to get that, more, or something with additional spin to stay in the game in order to keep going and get anything less. Lance is the champ. If you whammy, Lance is the champ. Are you ready, Cynthia?
I'm ready.
Are you ready, Lance?
I don't know, Peter.
Okay.
Here we go.
Big bucks. Let's go. Stop.
At $1,500, it is not enough. Hey, Lance, yeah! You did it. You are the champ today. One, Rod White, is going to tell you about where you're going to go skiing. Rod?
Oh, yes, I will, Peter. And Lance, yes. You have won a 9-day Swiss holiday.
Yes!
You and your grandma will fly from Los Angeles to Switzerland to join your fully escorted Globus Gateway Tour. Your motor coach will circle Switzerland, where you'll visit charming towns and cities, see beautiful lakes, and climb spectacular mountains from Globus Gateway Tours. And then, we'll jet you and your grandma round trip coach from Los Angeles to Hong Kong. For a six-night stay, modified American plan at the Golden Mile Holiday in Hong Kong. A first-class hotel on exciting and bustling Nathan Road. Right in the middle of all the shopping, nightlife, and entertainment that exotic Orient can offer. Those prizes totaling $8,126, combined with the $3,025 in cash you won, gives you a grand total lance of $11,151. Congratulations!
Well done, Lance. Stop off at Switzerland, do a little skiing, and then go to Hong Kong and spend the $3,000 you got in cash.
Hey, it sounds like a plan to me, Peter. Sounds like a plan to me.
Lance.
All right.
And you get to come back and do it again. Congratulations.
That's the best news. All right.
Now, Johnny, you are leaving us with $29,750. Congratulations. You have been an absolute treat. Thanks for being with us, and enjoy all those goodies.
You don't have too many grandmothers on here, do you?
Not many. You're a real special one, Johnny.
Thank you.
And Cynthia, we've got some nice prizes for you,
so you
don't go away empty-handed.
Thanks for
being with us. Until next time, I have a goodie. This one is from Mary Elizabeth Ashley of Birmingham, Alabama. Whammy, you could make my day if only you would stay away. It's not that I don't like your greedy little face, but I'd rather have big bucks take your place. Double your money or $1,000 and a spin may be just what I need to win. The world's full of whammies, always taking your dough. So stay away, whammy. Don't steal the show. Thank you, Mary. It's a nice little poem. Do we have time for another one? Yes, we do. I'll read this other one from Donald Jett of Green Cove Springs, Florida. This is Press Your Luck, That's the Game, but if you're going to do it, you best change your name. Just when you think you've got it made, up pops the whammy and he gets paid. He gets all your bucks, sometimes on skates. It makes no difference how, because he makes no mistakes. So go ahead, press your luck. But you can't get sore when the last time you press, you get whammy number 4. Thank you, Donald, and thank you, everybody. Until next time, this is Peter Tamarkin saying thanks for pressing your luck. Bye-bye.
You guys have that comedy with what's-his-name?
I'm going to go do homework.
You know, he's the guy who lived with the dad from that show in that place. No, different place.
I'm going to go take a bath.
He's that guy.
If you know the name.
Who is that?
William Shatner.
Correct.
We've got your game, Starface, hosted by Danny Bonaducci, tonight at 9:30 on GSN.
GSN. The Network.